And I still believe that these problems can be solved.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death!
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
This is The Political Show.
Hey, and welcome to The Political Show right here on Active FM, where radio has never been better. I'm your girl, Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gix, and with me in studio we've got...
Gavin Enslin.
Pastor Gavin Enslin. Like I said, you're listening to The Political Show on Active FM, where Christ music is...
Hot music.
Hot music. Wait, I meant to say...
Politics.
I meant to say Christ politics is hot.
Politics.
Hot politics.
I'm just wondering, are you Juliet Malema?
Juliet. Wow. Okay, so if you haven't...
Are you thrown there now with that one?
Eh?
You weren't expecting that
one? No, I wasn't expecting that one.
You just need to get your red beret.
Right?
Yes.
Like, but I would rock the red beret, but not the one with the EFF on.
Okay.
I'd rather be...
With a cross.
French. Yes, French. With the cross.
With the cross, the blood of Jesus red.
Yes,
amen.
Exactly that. So, if you haven't been keeping up with the news, I mean, this is everywhere on social media. I know hashtag ClicksSA's got over 1 million hashtags on Instagram. I mean, the hashtags are going crazy with this whole clicks situation. I'm not talking about clicks as in how many times you click something. No, we are talking about the ClicksSA group. And there's been a big situation since last week, Friday. So over the weekend, and now it's been a full week that this thing has been going on with. And that is the whole Black Hair Matter over clicks. So that whole situation with Black Hair, there was... Do you want to explain the situation? And yeah, then we can move into...
What's that product called?
Tresemme.
There's a product called Tresemme.
Yes.
For hair. Mm-hmm. My wife's used it.
And I use it.
You use it, okay. Mm-hmm. And they come out with an advert... And basically the advert had 6 or 8 pictures of ladies with different types of hair.
6 or 8?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to go into that.
Yes. No, I saw it on Monday.
Okay.
Okay. And then there was one that said, what's it, dry and damaged there?
Yes.
And the other one said, frizzy and...
It was frizzy.
Dull hair.
Yes.
Frizzy and dull hair.
Dull hair.
Yes. So, now, the EFF, which is Economic Freedom Fighters, who are our favorite political party on The Political Show, they decided to take issue with this. And so now they're closing down all the click stores.
Yep.
The click stores today are now closed down for them to get re-education, for them to be culturally sensitive. So All these, because most of the people, at any clicks I go to, most of them are black that work in those stores.
Yep.
So they have to
get... all of them. I haven't really seen...
Yeah, I haven't seen white people in clicks.
Me too.
Maybe if I do, I'll click, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, but now they have to get educated on how to be culturally sensitive with black people.
Yeah.
So that's like me having to go to sensitivity training to be culturally sensitive to white people. So all their stores are closed on, Wednesday.
It was Wednesday.
They were closed on Wednesday to get sensitivity training.
Sensitivity training now. Yeah. So, I mean, it's all over the headlines. People are talking about it. People are tweeting.
If you're overseas or somewhere, these things happen from time to time. I've been glad the last few months watching the riots in America because we're used to having it,
right?
And clicks has to come
and
click us into next year.
Click us into next year. So, yeah, that's what you're going to be speaking about. I mean, we're going to give our opinions about this whole click situation and go through.
But I'm going to have to be careful with mine.
Yes, you have to be careful with.
Yes.
Because, unfortunately, you know, situations occur.
That's why there's a program I do on Active TV called The Situation Room.
Yes, The Situation Room. So keep listening. It's going to be a hot show, as always. I mean, last week we spoke about the pedophilia and or child abuse situation. Now we're speaking about clicks. I mean... Headlines are always, always on fire.
No, I mean this, and I mean literally.
Yes, literally.
These
on
headlines
fire.
Are on fire. Yeah, and I mean this hair thing is far more serious than child abuse. Well, I don't see anyone bombing any shops for child abuse. So anyway, just saying.
Yeah, okay. I think, yeah, my mind wasn't comprehending the comparison. But anyways, like I said, this is a political show right here on Active FM. Radio has never been better.
FM.
So we are speaking about ClicksSA hashtag. So there's been three major hashtags.
And Clicks is owned by a company called Unilever.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Unilever is an international company.
Yeah.
I think maybe we should talk next week about sustainable development.
Sustainable development.
Because that's their goals for Unilever.
Yeah.
So we could actually branch off into a whole another topic.
Yes.
Sustainable development.
And that is what we're going to be speaking about next week.
Yeah.
So the three major hashtags with this whole click situation has been hashtag clicks shutdown, hashtag black hair matters, and hashtag clicks must fall. I mean, we've had Zuma must fall. We've had fees must fall. Now it's clicks must fall. And yeah, so like Pastor Gavin said earlier, It basically started with an advert from Tresemme. So it's not even
It's Clicks. An online one on their website.
Yes, it's not even Clicks who... I mean, they obviously approved to be put on the website, but they didn't create. So it wasn't their creative department that did the whole thing. It was Tresemme's creative department. I mean, the CEO, even in his apology letter, mentions that it wasn't them, but... they're going to fix.
That makes me want to vomit. That is such a cop out.
He did mention
that. You know, just sell people down the river.
But
seriously, and he suspended everyone involved with the campaign.
Yes, he did.
You know, seriously, that is such a cop out.
He did. But like I said, they sent out an apology. Tresemme also sent out an apology. A lot of people feel like it was racist. So, Clicks was very racist.
How did you feel?
Me personally, honestly.
No, we'd like you to lie.
I mean, you can't lie on this.
No, we're supposed to be honest. Yeah. Yes, please be honest. So, you don't need our permission to be honest.
So, for someone with natural hair, I spoke about this in the new show.
Okay, what do you mean natural hair?
4C hair. 4C type hair.
4C?
Yes. It's
what's
called
that?
4C, the type of hair that I have. You know, there's different.
So is my hair not natural?
No, your hair is okay. So when I mean natural,
are you being racist now?
No,
you're saying my hair is not natural.
Okay, sure. It's getting hot in here, isn't it?
Yes.
But for someone with my type of hair, so in terms of the grading, 4C, 4B, I fall under 4C hair.
4C.
So they grade hair according to the way your hair curls. So you've got the four type hairs, and then there's other type hairs. There's whatever, then there's 4A, 4B, 4C, whatever. And I fall under 4C because my hair is really coily. So the type of curl that it is, it's not an S, it's a coil. You know, like in a pin, you've got the coils. So that's how it curls.
Okay, so my wife, what race group would you say she's from?
She wouldn't be under 4 type hair.
No, what race group?
What race group?
Why would she not be under 4?
Yeah, it's a whole big thing. I just know my...
You know how she gets her hair straight?
How?
She goes for what's called a Brazilian.
Yes.
All right, and it makes like coils like this. In fact, without that proper treatment, if she goes anywhere where there's humidity or drains,
yes,
her hair goes...
So that's very similar to our type of
hair. That's what I'm saying.
My type of hair, yes.
And it's frizzy.
Yes, it is.
And her hair gets very dry.
Yes.
And it's fine.
Yes.
All in one go.
Sure.
Just mentioning.
That is hectic.
So if we put these photos with my wife on, But anyway, carry on with your view.
So the type of hair that I have, it's full. I don't know how to explain hair. I'm not really into these whole things, but I know that my hair is healthy because I look after my hair. I use the products that I need to use. So I know that it's not dry, damaged.
The product is?
Tresemme. Sure-ish, this is not going well for me. But the
so now you
is,
can't use this product because Clix is taking it off the market now, off their shelves.
Can you imagine? And my shampoo is halfway done and my conditioner is also halfway done.
Your last days of good hair then.
Actually, the conditioner is less.
Is it? So yeah. Last days of good hair.
Can you imagine?
Enjoy.
Hopefully they will find it somewhere else.
You see, I've got oily hair, so I just need a shampoo that takes the oil out of your hair.
Yeah.
But I know some black people got oily hair too.
Yes.
It's not just me.
No.
So you got whites who got dry, whites who got oily hair. You got blacks who got dry and blacks who got oily hair, right?
Yes. Yes. So my whole thing with this advert is that I don't think what they try to bring out in the advert came out in the advert. I mean, for someone
well, if
with
you
my
saw the full advert, it might be different.
Yeah, I mean, because that's why I said six to eight. I've only seen four pictures.
That's my point.
That they've compared.
And then what did you see on the four pictures?
I saw the damaged dry hair.
Okay, so white women. So first assumption now is that white women don't get damaged dry hair. My wife does.
Exactly. That's what
in other words, they call it split ends.
Everyone gets split ends.
Yes. Well, I don't because I've got oily hair.
Oh, okay.
If I don't wash my hair every day, it looks like an oil factory.
Hashtag all things girls. This is a show that you have to do for
some people.
Of us.
Some of us, if we leave our hair, it goes oily.
Okay.
It's like thick.
Yeah, no, I've seen that. Yes,
that's me.
Sure.
My wife's got dry hair.
Yeah.
So it's just genetics.
Yes.
And white, black, whatever, you know.
Yes. And then, obviously, then there was the two white ladies where they mentioned...
The one said normal hair.
Normal hair.
So I thought, ach no, in the current climate in South Africa, Clicks are idiots.
Yeah, so now that was also the first one that I saw. I saw
stupid.
The dry, damaged, frizzy hair, and then I saw normal hair, and I'm like, what do you mean normal hair?
And I knew you were going to think that.
Like, is my hair not normal? Do I have abnormal hair?
Well, I'll ask you the same thing.
And then...
Do I have natural hair? Because
exactly.
You have natural hair.
You see, so that's...
Yeah, so I can also now come... Racist incident. Only black people
and
have natural hair. So what's
it?
My hair?
Yes, your hair is artificial. I'm joking. Your hair is not artificial.
Now, imagine if I went and said hashtag blacks must fall because of
can
my hair
imagine?
Is not natural.
Sure, you'd go down horribly.
In flames.
Yeah, in hectic flames, not just petrol bombs.
Yes.
And then the other one had, it was...
Dull and...
No, it wasn't. Did
no,
I
the
say
black
dull?
One was something dull and
dull
frizzy.
And frizzy. And then underneath that was a white person.
Yeah, a blonde lady.
Blonde.
And it said... Fine and flat.
Fine and flat.
Okay.
And
so what does that mean? If someone says their hair is fine?
It's thin. I don't know.
You see, here's my issue. Many black people are crying racism when they don't actually know what the word means.
Yes, that's true.
If someone has fine hair, it means their hair is very thin.
Mm.
It's brittle. If someone has thick hair, you understand?
Yeah.
Then you've got a full head of hair. Your hair's thick.
Yes.
And you understand? The fine hair needs a lot more treatment because it breaks easily.
Yeah.
And often it goes dry.
Mm.
If you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Your thick hair needs less treatment. Like me, I just need to wash every day.
Yeah.
Because it's oily. So when I was growing up, people would say I've got a thick, which means I've got a lot of hair.
Yeah.
Fine also means it's not that much.
Mm.
So it's flat.
That is true.
So white people who've got fine and flat hair hate their hair.
Sure.
That means this is a product that will give your hair body.
Yes. Yes. That's where I come in and say that they didn't bring out what they wanted to bring out. And obviously
as black people are racist. Yes, are racist, yeah. Let me tell you why. They haven't bothered to find out what does it mean to have fine and flat hair.
That is true, yeah.
Okay, it's not a compliment to, in hair terms, it's not complimentary. If a white woman says, my hair is fine or it's flat, they hate it.
Exactly. Yes. See, now I understand. And I'm like, sure, there's no
Now, this is,
to
aren't they an American company?
They are.
My goodness gracious me. Black people must get taught how to be culturally sensitive to black people.
Yes. So now people
and petrol bomb a shop. With black workers in it.
Yeah, and we're going to speak about that in the next segment.
Yeah.
But people are actually angry at cliques, and they're saying that they are racist, that they are not taking people into consideration. So basically, everyone is attacked, especially ENCA. ENCA has been one of
I don't blame black people. The media and EFF have made big trouble, yeah?
They have.
And I don't think most people would even have taken a second look at this thing without these guys.
No, that is true. I mean, I didn't even know about it until I went onto social media. I'm like, okay, what is happening here and stuff.
Yeah, and so also you never got the full picture.
They probably just took screenshots of what they
felt. Well, all I could find on Monday morning was screenshots.
Yeah.
And that's all by Wednesday, you couldn't find all the other pictures.
Yeah.
They had a whole lot of pictures. The others were gone. That, you know, why?
Exactly. And we've spoken about this. So go to our shows where we speak about
part of the picture.
Yes. And is social media telling us the truth and all of these things? So go to those shows and listen. But we know for a fact that they don't tell us the full truth. For the fact that Pastor Gavin has seen 8 pictures and I've only seen 4 pictures. And in one of the 8 pictures, there's actually a picture of a black girl with proper looking hair. So that is what's happening with cliques. Now, quickly before I close the segment, the Democratic Alliance, I'm going to be speaking about this in the next segment, say that on the 7th of September, they tweeted, "Today we lay charges against Julius Malemba and the EFF for incitement of violence and destruction of property. We call on SAPS to do their job and protect the citizens of this country. The EFF are destroying the livelihood of thousands of cliques employees. Enough is enough." So we're going to be speaking about what is the EFF doing in this situation in the next segment. But here's a song by Active Worship called Warzone, because we are in the middle
of a war.
Of a war.
Taking in this pain, my whole belly holds on. I can't really stand. I can hear you walk past now. My heart starts to jump, my fears begin to fade. My faith explodes right now. I can't keep it in. There's a joy inside of me. You are holy. You are holy. You are holy, Jesus. Let your blood. Thank you.
reactive. Being reactive is being a people of reaction, people of change, being a movement of young people. It's not just a band. It's not just good music or inspiring words. It's not just catchy. It's life-changing.
Passion I pursue.
You can check us out on Spotify, iTunes, Deezer, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
Awesome was that track by Active Worship. Can I tell you that Active Worship is on fire all the time?
Yeah, and they're not on Firebomb.
No, not on Firebomb, just on fire. In terms of the music, they are awesome. That was Warzone by Active Worship. Now, we are speaking about the hashtag clicks, clicks shut down, hashtag clicks must fall, and all of these things. And I spoke about the tweet that the Democratic Alliance, which is a political party here in South Africa, basically tweeted about Julius Malema and the EFF, the economic freedom fighters. But I don't think they're fighting for freedom, if you know. They are a political party.
Party, yeah.
But okay, anyway. Here in South Africa. Now, they basically, I think it was Sunday or Monday, where they basically gave clicks. They say that they must close down from Monday all the way through Friday, close down all their stores and stuff. But then on Wednesday, clicks closed down and sent their employees to training. Sensitivity training. I'm doing inverted commas with my fingers. But EFF have been going around and protesting in front of click stores. And
I like the way you call it protesting.
Yeah.
Have you seen some of the footage?
They've been destroying click stores.
Not only destroying, I mean.
But
if they go, when they say we're closing click stores, how do you do that without violence?
Yeah.
Because then there was another article, it was Tuesday or Wednesday, I can't remember now, where the EFF was saying, no, the violence was a third force. But I mean, how do you close down a store without violence?
Yeah.
Because the store's not going to willingly close down.
Yeah.
And people aren't willingly not going to go to the store to get,
Tresemme. Yes.
Okay, so if you're forcefully closing a store down, that's violent.
Yes.
Okay.
Clicks has 880 stores nationwide, and all of those stores closed on Wednesday.
Yeah, and I mean, what's that, 20 to 50?
20 to 50?
People per store.
Yes, so that's a lot of people.
Depending if it's a smaller or a bigger store. Mm. Maybe 10 to 50.
Yes.
Yeah.
People working it. And all of those people, I'm just going to mention, are black. Because I know I've gone into clicks.
No, I'm sure
most of them, majority of them are
Yeah,
black.
In the stores. When last did you see a white person?
I stand to be even corrected, but I don't ever think that I've seen a white person work in a
There used
a
to be. But now, I mean, even the pharmacists. You might see one or two white pharmacists.
The closest clicks to me is a mall called The Glen. And the pharmacists there are usually, the ones that I've seen are Indian.
Yeah, so, but that's, in South Africa, that's black.
Yeah, so that's black. So, they've closed down these stores, which black people, basically employees, work there and stuff. And for me, I personally think that the EFF has no right to tell these people to close down. They have no right to go protest in front of the stores. I mean, they're closing down the church because they're protecting the country from coronavirus and all of these things. But a party like the EFF are causing protests nationwide, and they're not keeping social distance. They're not keeping to the regulations.
No, they're threatening people.
They're threatening people. They're petrol bombing stores. They're basically destroying property.
I think seven stores were destroyed with fire. Was it Monday or Tuesday?
Can you imagine? That's nationwide. So, yeah.
And that's not even the ones that where the things were thrown over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they did the similar thing with H&M when H&M brought out an advert and things like that. But what are they trying to gain?
Well, the thing is, as we said in the first ad, I'm telling you now, a lot of white people are going to debate whether this thing was racist.
Yeah.
There was a guy, a stupid idiot, basically, a number of years ago who on Facebook, he was tweeting Greece, I think it was.
Yeah.
And so he did a live feed. And I can't believe he did this. You know, really. And he does the scene of the beach there somewhere in one of the Greek islands. And he says, oh, look at the beach, look at the sand, all so wonderful. And the best part of all is there are no, and he uses the K word.
Mm.
No one said that wasn't racist. It's obvious it's racist.
Yes.
And now they come with all these subliminal things. You know, there's subliminal racism and, you know, all sorts of stuff like that. So, you know, to just assume, that, you know, they're not giving the full picture.
Mm.
There's no debate. Is it racist? Yeah. It's just, no, this is racist and it's tagged as racist. And only part of the product selection and the hair types went out. They only had a few of the pictures. That product is used by black people and white people.
Yep.
I think it's quite a good product because black people and white people can both use it on their hair.
Hmm.
And black people and white people are both, you know, ones that need conditioner, normally it's because their hair is dry.
Yeah.
So blacks and whites need the conditioner, don't they?
They do, yeah.
So I don't need conditioner, I said, because my hair is oily.
Yep.
But I know black people whose hair is oily too.
Yes.
I mean, aren't there black people, if they don't wash their hair, it gets oily?
Yes, they are.
Aren't you like that, Glory? If you don't wash away? Not, he says it's not. Okay, I was just wondering. But I've seen where, like, if they don't wash their hair, it gets oily.
Yeah.
That's my frustration.
But like we spoke about in one of our shows, when something big like this is going on social media, there is a cover-up for something.
Yes.
A major cover-up. I mean, the way that social media is ranting about this hashtag click shutdown situation is hectic. So, if there's a cover-up, what is the cover-up?
Well, there's two things. There's two pieces of news that for me have been very significant.
Yeah.
The one is it came out this week that the quarter ended in June, the fiscal quarter, April, May, June.
Yeah.
South Africa's economy, the GDP shrank on an annualized basis by 51%. Which would mean the economy halved.
Yep.
It halved. Okay, now that's a huge deal.
That is a
And everything
major.
We said about the lockdown, there it is in plain view. And that's way worse than what was predicted.
It is.
It's way worse. They were talking about 6% for the whole year and 20% for the quarter.
Mm.
It's 51%. This thing has decimated the economy.
It has.
Okay? And the EFF and the ANC have to be called out over this.
Yes.
And to a lesser extent, the DA, because in the beginning they were also for it.
Yeah.
The second thing is, starting on Sunday, there have been news bulletins about women. The first was a woman that was shot in a hit and run.
Mm.
Okay, a Muslim woman. She was shot, you know, by black guys. The second was on Sunday, also a black actress.
Yeah.
There was an argument between her brother and two other guys that got violent and she was shot dead.
Sure.
Then there was another incident where a woman was at a police station. This was Monday or Tuesday. She was at a police station reporting a domestic violence case against her husband. He walks into the police station, shoots her dead right there in front of the police.
Sure.
Then, now that's enough, eh? This is in 1 week, eh?
Sure.
Then there's another incident where another guy, he gets out. End of July, gets out of prison.
Yeah.
He's serving 7 years of a prison sentence, which was supposed to end in 2027. So, I mean, 7 years, that means since 2013.
Yeah.
So he only got 14 years for murdering his previous girlfriend. Okay, for me, how does he only get 14 years?
Mm.
So he gets let out. Within 1 month, he gets a new girlfriend. He's 35, she's 20.
Sure.
He kills her and then he kills himself.
Mm.
So she died because of, you know, because he was let out of prison.
Sure.
Oh. That was Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Sure.
In 3 days.
In 3 days.
Four women, two of them on Sunday. Three of the women black, other one black as an Indian, all killed by black men.
Sure.
All right. The gender-based violence and things like that are going on.
Mm.
I mean, is the hair really such a big deal?
Not even.
In comparison?
I mean, it's not even.
Shouldn't
even be categorized within
this,
the same.
Yeah, shouldn't this hair thing be overclouded by the murder of these women?
It should. I mean, we've let go of this GBV situation here. It's no longer.
And it's a sign of a sickness in the society.
It is.
There's a very great sickness in the society.
It is.
And now we come with stuff like this.
Mm. And we are focusing on wise clicks, racist. We are focusing
and
on
destroying black people's livelihoods. Not just
we're
white
doing
people.
Exactly what we're supposed to be fighting for.
Yes.
And stuff.
And we must talk about Unilever and clicks next week. I just want to say one last thing about this.
Yeah.
I showed you the website earlier. with a board of directors, 60% of the clique's board is black.
Yes.
And I know they give all sorts of excuses. We can talk about that next week.
Yeah.
You know, they come with subliminal stuff. But but the fact is, a black board approved that advert.
Yes. That's it. I mean,
they're BEE compliant.
Yes, they're BEE compliant. Mm. So that's what's happening with clicks. So you can let us know your thoughts on our different social media platforms. Remember, this is The Political Show right here on Active FM, where Christ politics is
hot politics.
Hot politics.
Hello, guys. I'm Rika.
I'm Antoinette.
And we're from Open Doors. We're visiting Active FM.
So now in Romans 2 verse 1, it says, "You may think you can condemn such people, but you are just as bad, and you have no excuse. When you say they are wicked and should be punished, you are condemning yourself, for you who judge others do the very same thing."
All right, so that's a verse for Julius Malema. Okay. Sure. All right, Julius, this is a message from me. You know, you want to complain about other people being racist, that's fine. And I agree with you, racism is evil.
Mm.
But I think you need to look at yourself.
Mm.
Okay? What you exhibit in public is a great hatred for white people. I don't condone white racism in any way when I say that. But I want to even take it a step further. For white people who are complaining about the racism of Julius Malema, for people who are complaining about the hair products, and, you know, a lot of people are saying a lot of hurtful things, are saying a lot of hateful things.
Yeah.
Okay, on all sides of the spectrum here. And, you know, we're so quick to point at other people's flaws.
Yeah.
But the Apostle Paul's saying, you know, be careful. Because while you're pointing out what other people are doing wrong and speaking about them as being so evil, what about you? Now, when you stand before God, I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're black. I don't care if you're white. I don't care if you're colored. I don't care if you're Indian, Chinese, whatever, Tonga, Venda, whatever. I don't care what you are. You are going to stand before God and you are going to answer for your life. And this is what the Apostle Paul is saying. He's talking about the fact that people, you know, the moment you reject God, you're starting on a downward spiral. And you know, leading on from that, what did Jesus say in Luke chapter 6? He speaks about the fact that, you know, whatever you give out will be given to you. You know that before that he's saying, if you don't want to be judged, don't judge. And if you judge, you will be judged.
Mm-hmm.
Pressed down, shaken together, running over will be poured into your bosom.
Yep.
That which you give, you will receive.
Yeah.
All right? So if you're going to judge other people, whether it be for racist things, even for gender things, or whatever you're going to judge people for, understand, you will receive that judgment back. It is a law of God.
Yeah.
Pressed down, shaken together, running over shall be poured into your bosom.
Yeah.
If you give out stinginess, you will receive stinginess. If you give out generosity, you will receive generosity.
Yeah.
And that's what Jesus is saying there. And so let me tell you this, and I want to finish with this.
Mm.
Every one of us needs a savior.
Yes, that's true.
Every one of us are hypocrites. Every one of us blame other people for doing the wrong thing, when meantime, very often we've done the same thing.
Yeah.
And so we need Jesus. And I really want to encourage you. You need an encounter with Jesus.
Yeah.
You need to get saved.
Yeah.
I promise you now, however bad you think other people are, you are just as bad. And that's what Paul's saying there.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm a believer in Jesus, because I know without the blood of Jesus, I'm just as wicked as the next man.
Me too. Yeah.
Well, you then as the next woman. But no, anyway.
Next woman, yeah. That was awesome. You can comment on our shows on our different social media platforms. We are on Instagram at ActiveFM777. We're on Facebook /ActiveFM. We're on Twitter at ActiveFM and on Parler at ActiveFM. Then you can catch us on www.activefm.co.za. You can also catch us on Spotify, on Google Podcasts, and on Apple Podcasts. So get downloading, get commenting. Let us know what your thoughts are in terms of this whole hashtag clicks must fall, hashtag click shutdown situation. I'm your girl, Cynthia, but you know you can call me Giggs.
I'm Gavin Inslin.
Pastor Gavin Inslin, right here in The Political Show, where Christ politics
is hot politics.
Is hot politics.
Red hot politics.
Red hot politics on Active FM, where radio has never been better.
Who won the fight?
Who won the fight? I think it's a tie.
Okay.
This was definitely a tie.
Give me a coffee and I'll agree with you.
Okay. Here's a song by BRM called Hostile.
I'm over it. Boston. We're in a hostile world.
Yes, definitely. Really, really hostile world. Until next week.
Don't be hostile.
Yes.
Be peaceful.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.
How come we so hostile? How come we so hostile? Tired of the same old song.
So tired.
How come we so hostile? Someone's always right or wrong.
Right.
How come we so hostile? Yeah. How come we so hostile? Yeah. Man, we gotta come together, try to get along.
In a world where everybody got 2 cents in, and opinions are being said by Twitter again. Here we go now, something tweeted. Now we speak about it, arguing social media posts. Now I read about it, try to get the truth. I feel I never do. Try to hear the real issue behind the points coming through. Feeling like the whole world caught a virus is contagious. Formulating thoughts and plots, so let me say this. In the corner sipping tea like I was Kermit. Realize showing what love is perfect. Hoping that my flame shine through to the surface. Fire that's building up in bees from the furnace. God's work, hope I come through like a freight train. When you hear that I'm in your division and your weight change, you get that. Praying your mind flip the surface. Flame that I'm talking about, hope the world burns in a wall.
Yeah, everything is watered down for the cool sake.
Yeah. Hey, why they so hostile?
Yeah,
I don't understand.
Yo,
so
this is America, home of the free, land of the brave. Do what you want and say what you say. I'm so amazed, everyone's a politician these days. Always trying to debate on social media, full of hate, stuck in the maze. Simple habits polluted with access to keep track of what we do. No one's asking what is true, rather go and act a fool. Everything is watered down for the cool sake. We've been set to make a world change, okay. If you with it, then you know we never quitting. Equipped with Holy Spirit and he's changing our appearance. Since the day I appeared on earth, it's only gotten clearer. He purposed me for greatness, take hip hop and make him famous. Jesus Christ, still king, nothing you could do to shake it, except fake it, till it's time for you to meet him face to face. When it happens, I just pray it ain't too late. Open up his word today, the clock is ticking, stop playing with the games.
Why we so hostile? And why we so hostile?
How come we so hostile?